Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Medium Insights Hour, brought to you by the Forever Foundation, Forever Family Foundation, and Signs of Life Radio. So as most of you know, we gather here once a month to explore the mindsets and, you know, the way of thinking of the many accomplished spiritual mediums with, in relation to the study of the afterlife, spirituality, consciousness. And it's just a lot of fun. My name is Roman Karpyshka. I'm very, very excited to welcome back to the show Rebecca Anlo Cicero. She's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation and has a very unique way of presenting and validating messages. She uses a lot of humor and spirit communication in her spirit communication. She not only provides evidential communication from the deceased, but is also an expert in psychic intuition as well. She's on the advisory board on the Spirit Alliance for COPE presented by Yale Mental Health Department and is the proprietor of the Beyond Center in Vernon, Connecticut, her home base, and which is her home base and private office. She's the author of Living with Messages from Heaven, A Guide to Conversations with Beyond, with the Beyond. And she was also featured in the Surviving Death series, which is, you know, docuseries that I keep talking about on Netflix. Her website is www.RebeccaAnnLoCicero.com. So our show, again, commercial free, like always. Sit back, put your feet up, curl up, blanket, loved one, pet, or whatever you want. Have a drink on us and let us stimulate your intellect for the next hour or so. And yeah, we're just, you know, really looking forward to, personally, I'm looking very forward to this conversation. Rebecca is an incredible person and an incredible medium. So just one more thing that tonight's show, it's for research and informational purposes. So your questions are very welcome, but keep in mind that Rebecca Ann will not be performing any readings tonight. So yeah, we, you know, what we've been doing is we've been always soliciting questions from our audience, and you guys have been emailing them in, and we try to get those on the show. But also, if you want to call in, feel free. It's 1-888-627-6008 if you have questions for our esteemed guest tonight. So having said all that, welcome to the show, Rebecca Ann. How you doing?
Well, I am fantastic, Roman. How are you?
Not bad. A little tongue twisted.
I think it's great. You know, I mean, honestly, I have to admit, I never in a million years thought that I would have an intro to anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I think about how, you know, different people put together their little bios. I call them short bios. They're all over my computer. And I love it. You did fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it just seems like an awful lot, you know. And you forgot to mention that I foster dogs, and I have a lot of, I have a foster fail dog.
Oh, great!
And that, you know, I've survived raising three psychic children so far. Like, there's so many different things I'd like to throw into that bio to twist it up a little bit.
Yeah. And that's what I tried doing, mixing it up a little bit, not reading it like I always do. So
you did great.
Kind of put my own words in it, you know, make it more personal, I guess.
You did.
Great. So yeah, welcome to the show. It's
thank you.
You know, we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna kind of wing it, play it by ear, take callers, and we, you know, in the meantime, you know, we'll just, you know, ask some general questions, and maybe that'll lead to somewhere more specific, that kind of thing.
Oh, I love it. You have some fantastic questions.
Oh, geez. So, thank you so much.
It's fun.
So let's start off with, you know, world events. there's a lot going on in the world now. You know, the war in Ukraine, COVID, monkey virus, you know, monkey pox, whatever. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Do you receive messages from the other side about these world events and, you know, how they can progress or how they will progress or anything like that as a medium?
You know, to me, if I was to try to channel in or connect with something like that, it would really be looking for an outcome. I personally would call that psychic. So like, would I be able to tap into some kind of universal energy in some way? I would love it if I could tune in to a loved one in spirit or somebody's loved one in spirit who I could be like, okay, listen, you know, you so-and-so worked in this and that, and what's going on? What's happening? You know, but it's almost like spirit allows things to play out. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why, and sometimes I do get a little bit of insight from them, but it's definitely for me, I would say, to answer the question, I would have to move mediumship aside and go right into feeling things around the earth. So I'll give you a quick example. A girlfriend of mine, her and I, we're both psychic mediums, and we both were feeling a little bit off in the last couple of weeks. And we had this conversation. I said, girl, come on. Don't you know what's coming? What's coming? Like, what is going on? We've got all of these countries crying in war and, you know, and we're watching this, but at the same time, we're also, you know, we're watching the season finale of other Netflix shows, and we're going about our daily business when, you know, it's almost like, I think after being stuck in our home for so long, taking care of ourselves, that a lot of people are having a hard time looking outside of ourselves. So I'm on the phone and we're having this conversation. And then I said to her, I go, I feel like the earth is cracking. So something is happening. And it's not the first time I've said that. And within 24 hours, Afghanistan had an earthquake. So I think that to answer your question, I think it's extremely common for mediums and psychics who are in tune in the way we are to feel that there may be things coming that might be like core earth disturbing earthquakes. I did see a blackout months beforehand years ago. I did have you know, feelings of a lot of readings and feelings connected to water before Katrina, but I had no connections to any other wars. I remember hearing on the television, you know, Russia saying, oh, we're not going to do that. And me looking at them going, yes, you are. And 3 days later, they did. Mm-hmm. And it's confusing for me. It's like, who's watching this and listening to them? And there's a level of truth, I think, that when you open up intuitively, you can feel.
Okay.
All I can say, Roman, is thank every energy, universe, God, goddess, everything. Thank goodness that I don't, you know, have to be in any way responsible. Like our loved ones, they don't really mention race, religion, creed, sex, you know, sexuality. They don't really mention any of that. I don't think that our true soul has those attributes. So makes my job a little easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was probably a lot.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I tried to curb around things. Politically correct.
Obviously, you've probably done group readings in the past, right?
Yes, tons.
Lots of them. Yeah. So is it difficult, like, hearing various souls speaking at the same time? Like, how do you manage that and keep
it? It's like being in the middle of a spiritual mosh pit.
Really, huh?
Oh, come on, you've been in a mosh pit. I know there's people listening who may or may not know exactly what I'm saying, but you know, you're in the middle of that crowd right at the front of the stage. Uh-huh. And everybody is cramming in to see what's going on. And it's exciting and it's exhilarating, and it can be overwhelming if you're not used to it. I mean, I didn't just jump into huge crowds, you know. Mm-hmm. But just, or even any crowd, really, even a group of 10 would be something, depending on how many dead people everybody has, it could be a lot. Right. Overwhelming. I, I would say for me in particular, no, because I did learn that when I start to get overwhelmed, Roman, we just got to talk to our loved ones, or I have to talk to your loved ones, as if they were here. Could you sit down? Could you wait? Hold on. I hear really? You. Hang on a minute. Mm-hmm. Sorry, they're going to go first. You're just, yeah. I have actually had to interact in such ways. Let's say your grandmother comes through, right? So Grandma Belle, here she comes. And I'm connecting with her, but your grandfather really, really is the type to interrupt all the time and to come in and to kind of break things up. He would do it in true personality. So it would be expected that the grandfather would come in and interrupt the grandmother. So then I would get bombarded with two, but there would be purpose. Other than that, yeah, you kind of got to go, wait a minute, Grandpa, Grandma's not done yet.
And when you say wait a minute, they actually listen?
Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it would depend on the person, right?
Well, they're watching the whole scenario. And I would like to say that it is absolutely people say all the time, they're such a higher power, or they're in such a great place, or they're, you know, everything is so clear for them. How come they can't come in clearer? And I really do have to speak to the fact that I'm not dead. they're really performing miracles, getting me to say what it is that I need to say for them. So it's almost as if I'm the one that is so limited to the large amount that they're sharing.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of the new show Ghosts? You just reminded me of that. It's on NBC on Thursday nights. It's on tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
I love that show. I think it's amazing. The characters are well developed. It's a cool storyline. I'm not, obviously it doesn't exactly happen the way that it does in the show, but I can see that. You just reminded me about that because, you know, a miracle is being performed by that one lady that can see the ghosts, basically.
Correct.
You know, and they can communicate with her. So you just touched on that. So that's just what reminded me of that.
Yep. The only thing that about that show that they wouldn't be able to make realistic, even if they wanted to, is the exhaustion level to hearing spirit. Like, she's way too energetic after having all of that interaction. It is very tiring on the human body to hear spirit speak.
Okay.
It takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, it's the Hollywood spin that they put on it. You know,
but no, I think it's fantastic. I'm just saying that's the one thing that they can't do. Do you know what I mean? Because they wouldn't be able to do the show if she got tired in every episode. That would be weird.
Yeah. Exactly. So when you see spirits, like, or when you communicate with spirits, do you see them? Like, do you visualize them? Is it more of an audio thing, or is it something?
It is a holistic sense of their personality. If they want me to mention a characteristic that their human body had when they were here, they would project it to me like a picture, or I won't see them as like an actual ghost in the room, like a woo, you know, that kind of thing. I would get like a flash of, you know, like if somebody rode a motorcycle, I might get a flash of them smiling at me while they're on their motorcycle. So it may be literally one frame of a million, and I'll catch that one frame as a picture. But the other million that they're sending me at the same time is like, one is the wind, one is where they were, one is who they're with, one is what color, one is, you know, so I get like one picture, but then it comes surrounded by that holistic emotional and personality within it. Kind of trippy.
I could imagine, because it might be a little tough. Like, what picture do you pick out? You know, like, how do you?
Right. Well, they tell me which one to pick out. It's louder than the rest, I guess you could say. So I will say this. People sometimes say, well, how do you know who spirit wants to talk to? Like, who to go to, you know, who to read. And I say that they usually draw me to the person I'm supposed to read. And I recently tried to compare it to somebody and tell them that it's like drumming, or like, you know, when you go, okay, you know, drum roll, and blah, 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 right? You do a drum roll.
Uh-huh.
When you're going towards somebody, I tend to feel the drum roll get very loud and excited when I'm near the person I'm supposed to read. And I was never really able to put that into words before, but that's another technique about being in a large group. Even though everybody's talking to me, the person who's supposed to be talking does lead me in a vibrational dance, in a sense, to find the person.
You know, this show also on other Thursdays has the, you know, the mediums do actual readings. And
yes,
during those shows, I mean, everyone wants to get a reading. So
yes,
phones are ringing off the hooks, and poor Don can barely keep up, I'm sure.
I know. Well, he's had me on, right? He's had me on. He knows. He knows.
Yeah, absolutely. So it must be quite a challenge during those things, because you have such a you know, big audience in terms of trying to get the people. And so, I mean, the spirits, I don't know how they do it.
Can you imagine how magical that must be?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The amount of, like, synchronicity between heaven and here and them and the phone lines and us. I mean, that's a lot of work to get the right person through at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad I'm not in charge of that part.
Well, in a way, you're a big part of that part, you know.
Yeah, maybe I'm a cog, right? A cog in the wheel.
Well, yeah. An important one, that's for sure.
Aww.
You have to, I mean, just the timing is what really, like, how do you get that timing perfect so that...
Honestly, I'm the worst person to ask that question to, because I have so much faith and so much trust that whatever's supposed to gonna come through is gonna. And I almost, not that my job is easy, because it's not by any means, but whatever that person who is on the phone or gets in is, I find it very, I just guess easy is the wrong word. I find it very instant and purposeful. Like, I just speak very quickly everything that I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have trust that it's going to connect, and it does. Like, I don't, you know, anybody who's ever been interested in mediumship, or even just hearing from their loved ones themselves, I always say, make sure that you... you know, trust your first instinct. That's like rule number one when it comes to learning about all of this, is to never think about what your opinion is about what you're receiving. Just say what you get. It's through me, not for me.
Right.
And so it works.
So you're saying that people will have a potential to become mediums. I mean, I know there are some mediums that are just born with it. Ever since they're a kid, they're seeing spirits.
Yeah.
That, but there's others like myself who are not so gifted in that realm.
Aww.
So I'm wondering if I wanted to develop my mediumship skills, what would you recommend as a start?
Oh, you're going to love this one.
Go for it.
You can never, ever again tell a lie or cheat or steal. You have to be good. I'm not saying you can't lie. Like, uh-huh. I'm not perfect. I have teenagers. But okay. At the same time, it's somebody said to me about this, and I said, well, first of all, you have to just do it. If you don't do it,
yeah,
you're never going to know if you're doing it right or not. And you're never going to be able to learn what you need to fix in your presentation. But spirit is always there, ready, correct, and never lies. So if you get blue and then you change it to turquoise because you think it should be turquoise, you're going to be wrong.
Okay.
And then I learned that if you always give them exactly what it is that they're giving you, like, as long as I always give what I'm getting.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not 100%. I'm not saying that, okay. But it's always right. And that's kind of how you stay in business.
Basically, what you're saying is that you got to believe that what you're receiving is the, you know, it's the real thing, and don't.
Well, you have to be willing to give it. You can't hide it. You can't hold it. You can't change it. It's not for you. It's through you.
Right.
And you have to not lie. No, I think I'll say this. This is why I was saying this is a heavy one. I believe that if you lie or cheat or manipulate a situation. I've seen many a medium try to bamboozle in certain ways. And what winds up happening is they're just wrong. And then what they don't really focus on that they should is that that's an unhealthy habit. It's unhealthy in everything that you're doing. It's unhealthy for the people around you. It's not going to help anybody you're giving a reading to. Mm-hmm. It's not going to help anybody in your personal community. It's not going to help you'll break relationships. If you're going to do this for work, there's a lot of ethics that come with it. That's my opinion.
Of course. No, it's a very valid point.
And that's where it would always begin. So if you were to learn, I'd say, get ready. You can't lie anymore.
Can't lie about anything. All right.
Nope. But that does help the information to come through clearer.
Right. And I guess over time with practice, like anything else, you get better, right?
You learn your signs and your symbols. Mm-hmm. Like I have, but I'm very corny with signs. If I see somebody who may have been in a motorcycle accident, they will literally hold their helmet under their arm for me to see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
It's the only way I'll know.
I'm a motorcycler myself. And okay. One of the stress signals as a motorcycle is your bike parked at the side with your helmet on the ground in front of
Correct.
The motorcycle. That is a sign that you're in distress.
Yes.
Kind of as... I guess on the other side, if you see somebody holding their motorcycle helmet, that's also a sign that
that something happened to them. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, there's, did you have to these signs that come to you, they're, I guess there's a finite number of them and they keep repeating. So you'll get to know them better and better as over time.
It's been almost 28 years. I still get new ones. But then again, things are around now that weren't around then, like some of the internet stuff or, electric vehicles. Like I get different pictures of different things. I learn new things.
Oh, yeah.
And some things are pretty consistent. I didn't start getting, I used to get months only, and then I started getting the actual dates within the months, but only about 2 years ago.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Kind of weird. Here's one. When I started this, I never heard any spirits say the word cancer. So I didn't hear the word cancer from a loved one until maybe 2005, 2006. Somewhere around there. And I remember because the first time I did it, I think it was 2006, and it was at this place called Unity. And I was shocked because they would always call it the big C, or they'd say, just don't say it out loud. And they'd give me almost like a throw up feeling. Not that I was throwing up, they'd just give me the feeling.
Okay.
Nothing bad, didn't bother me. It was just it was like a drum roll in a way, a vibration.
Uh-huh.
But then they started saying it more. So and now they use derogatory terms all the time. Oh, that effing cancer. Like it's that's something that evolved on its own that I found interesting. Huh.
So as as a mental medium, I guess over time things will keep improving. And you'll get more signs and you'll have a bigger repertoire of those signs. Can this develop into like a different form of mediumship? Let's say if you wanted to go into physical mediumship, for example, which is, I guess, considered the highest form of mediumship. Is that something that, you as medium?
Okay, wait. Physical mediumship is considered a higher form than mental mediumship?
Well, not really. Maybe I misstated.
No. I find that very interesting. That's why I asked.
Well, it's considered a not a higher form, but a rarer form is a better
rarer. Okay.
Rarer, yeah. Rarer form because
there's
a lot less physical mediums in the world because there's just, you know, there's a lot involved with it because it takes a dedicated group of sitters to develop that mediumship capability. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, moving physical objects with ectoplasm and, you know, apports that come from the other side. And have you dealt with any of that, or have you looked into any of that, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my first thoughts are, I'm thinking of Miss Fran Ginsberg right now.
Mm-hmm. Good old Fran. I miss her.
Oh, we miss her. And she's hanging out with Claude now. Rest in peace, Claude Swanson. One of my favorite physicists on the, far favorite physicist on the planet. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I heard he crossed over.
So I will say this. There was a conversation that I had, that Fran and I had about this. And it was just maybe, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So up until about 3 years ago, I refused to allow any physical mediumship to take place. My body, my soul, not interested in lending it out. Don't need to. Mental versus physical.
Okay.
I felt that physical mediumship, although it was enticing and exciting and possibly fulfilling in a very, like you said, you know, it's like a unicorn. It's, you know, it's never there, right? Almost, but not really. And I thought that's incredible, but my body. And I remember Fran, and I remember the whole conversation. It'd be too long for me to explain all of it to you, but she said that, you know, there are people out there who would do anything. And she was very adamant when she said the word anything to hear their loved one's voice again. And how dare I as a medium not like allow that to, you know, be open to that. And like, and it was very interesting because it was a medium's perspective versus somebody who was not a medium, who didn't have to put their body through that. Mental mediumship is like you and I having a conversation. Physical mediumship is like you dead and climbing inside my body and making me do something. Where am I?
Right. Yeah.
So that's a huge responsibility, not just to let somebody come through and trust what's happening, but to allow my physical body to go through that. Like that's a lot. However, I will say that Fran's comment changed my mind. So there was a period of time where I went and I saw as many physical mediums as I could, and I was able to 100,000% debunk every single one I saw.
Really?
Yes. Wow. In ways I won't say on the radio.
Okay, no, that's really interesting because a lot of people think that, you know, a lot of these physical mediums, it's just, it's all like hocus pocus.
Well, I am still looking for one.
Right. There's only,
there are a lot.
I could only
there are a lot. They're all over the world. So,
yeah, I guess this was more of a, I mean, back in the 1800s when they didn't have television, this physical mediumship was a lot more popular. People would have seances on a weekly basis or even daily basis. And, you know, and that kind of, that was, I guess, the heyday of physical mediumship back then. And right now, I think it's a very, very rare form.
So there is another, like, it is rare, but I mean, and if somebody else out there even wanted to call and ask or put their 2 cents in on this, I would listen. I don't know if there's an in-between space, but maybe you have seen or experienced or heard some stories, but I have had a multitude of physical mediumship experiences happen while I am wide awake. There have been, there was the one time there in Fort Myers, Florida, when you know, the microphone went out and the lights went out and people got electrocuted when I was reading. When I took the certification test itself, computers went out. There have been times when, you know, clocks will stop around me. Mm-hmm. Things will move around me. People will see, like, you know, just crazy. There are definitely crazy things that can happen. I say crazy. I shouldn't say it. I say physical mediumship manifestations around when I work many times.
Okay.
Even gone as far as a few times, I might go to say Valentine's Day, but out of my mouth will come Christmas. Even though I think I'm saying Valentine's Day, it doesn't sound like it when it actually comes out. Like, I'll do that with names. I'll think to go say John, and Jack will come out of my mouth instead, and Jack is correct.
Interesting.
But I'm awake. So.
Yes. No, these things have happened to me as well, with the lights flickering on and off. That's happened, not for a long time, but it did happen. And there's things such as, you know, electronic voice phenomena, where you can catch the voices. And there's also orbs that appear in pictures. And I was fortunate enough to have a first class orb that appeared in a picture that we then dissected, and we did this thing called the dodge and burn for Photoshop, and it turned out that orb was an image of my son, which is
it was
incredible. I shared that with Bob and Fran, and they were pretty impressed by it as well. So
I love that. See, and to me, that's physical mediumship. That you needed to be there. Somebody or something needed to be there to bring that physical manifestation through. I know a physical medium who doesn't do readings. She takes
That's great. So you know what? We actually have a caller. You want to take a caller? We have Anne from Arizona on line one.
Awesome.
Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. It's not about physical mediumship necessarily, but maybe a little bit.
That's fine.
I've had a few instances where I felt my husband trying to connect. And I'm wondering if, Rebecca Ann, if you have any suggestions that I might be able to do to help facilitate that so that I can connect with him. He's done a few things, and I know it's him because there's no other explanation for it. But I haven't been able to do anything.
Right there is a bonus. Believing it for yourself right there without having to ask for justification on your beliefs are always important. So good for you for starting there.
Well, I've tried to dismiss it with other things, and I just, because my mind, I try to be rational. Although I do know, I've had experiences before where there was no question that it was, somebody who had passed. I know it to be real, but after my husband passed, I originally had dead silence. No pun intended. Mm.
So have you brought yourself to the point where now you understand what it feels like? Do you start to get the feeling that he's around, and then you recognize that? Because you were saying that you know that he's trying to connect with you. You just want to facilitate it more, correct?
Yes. The funny thing is that it happens mostly when I'm asleep. And so it's very hard for me to respond,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're dreaming of
I'm
him.
In that. But I wake up, mm-hmm. and then I'm half asleep, half awake, and so I'm not able to respond coherently.
That's okay. They don't need you to respond. Your loved ones, your husband does not need you to respond to him when he has connected to you. There is a very beautiful love when your husband comes through. He can see you and he can be with you. He has the gift and the peace and the love of not missing you. If he missed you, then there would be a sadness for him. And when you're in heaven, you don't have a sadness. When you're crossed over, you are at peace. So when he's connecting with you, he is not, and you don't have to worry about giving him any response. He already knows. What he would want would be for you to take those emotions and those dreams and those thoughts and bring them into, it's almost like I would call it playing tag with signs. If there was something in the dream, maybe you can bring that into it. Or do you have a particular sign for him already? Do you use like a cardinal or a penny or a song or anything like that?
No, it's just been random things. I mentioned one of them on the show previously where he left a baseball in my office. That he moved from his office. There's no other way. Yeah, that's pretty random.
Yeah.
And then
so I would say
another time he...
Go ahead.
Oh, he turned the light on the nightstand but on the side of my bed twice in one night. There's no other way these things can happen. So it's all random. It's nothing repeated.
Well, it may be random signs, but what's being repeated is, I feel, and maybe it's an assumption, but I feel it is your strong desire to hear from him at those moments.
Yes, and I have asked. They were a response to certain questions I've asked them.
That's what I mean by you now have this opportunity to build a spiritual conversation, but it needs to be built on concrete things. So, you know, if you want to get a sign from your loved one, they were human once. They're maybe just in spirit now, but they know that we need concrete signs. A light going on and off. That is a concrete sign. Finding a penny or a feather or things like that. Concrete signs. A baseball moving from one room to another. That's definitely him watching out and giving you love. I find that if your emotion is strong and you're looking for that type of an electricity blink or something instant to happen, I find that that does connect with a strong emotion. That doesn't mean yelling or hollering or anything like that. It doesn't have to be sad. It just has to be the, you know, I love you right now so much kind of, or I miss you right now, whatever that emotion is. And just know that they are, as soon as you mention them, they're there. And now it's both their job and your job together to bring that sign about. If it's something you're waking up in the morning and you just want a random sign, you can feel free to call it out. I'm golden for going, okay, I want my dimes today, Grandma. I want to hear from you. I know you're around. It's April. We're going for a walk. And wouldn't you know, I'll find two or three dimes in the day. Maybe I'm hypersensitive and looking for them because I'm bringing them up, but I don't care. They're my dimes. You know, that's what I wanted. That's what I got. And don't underestimate that he's going to give you exactly what you need. And if you're having a good day and you don't get a sign, that's okay. He knew you were having a good day. Just remember that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my advice would be to pick something concrete. That would be what I would say to continue what you have already started as far as just calm and loving conversations, just signs going back and forth. If he sends you a dime and that's your sign for the day, you say, thank you for the dime. I see it. You pick up the dime, you acknowledge it. He'll respond and you should get a second sign or another dime.
Okay. And that's our conversation.
You could absolutely, if you tell him, you know what, this week's important to me. I'm going to be really busy. Could you make sure I get your signs? Send dimes. Send whatever it is that you think you'll need that day. I have a very good friend. Her name is Deb. And she lost her husband as well. And she uses hearts. The shape of a heart. And she swears she gets a heart every day. I mean, whether it's, you know, a shape on the concrete or... One time she went on vacation somewhere and there were like heart-shaped post-it notes stuck to the window where she was. It was just the strangest thing. She took all these pictures and you know, if you need it and you want it, you'll get it. Tell him.
Okay.
She says it. I wake up every morning. Better send my heart today.
They are still listening to us. Yeah. You got it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call, Anne. That was a great question.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Very helpful.
Thank you. Take care.
Roman, sometimes people forget that they want to talk to us just as much as we want to talk to them. They just don't need to.
That's a good point because, like you said, they're at peace.
Yeah.
They're at peace. They're with us. So they're not missing us like the way that they're missing them. So
right.
It's very, I found that as time goes by, at least for me, the communication from the loved one becomes less and less. Any suggestions to bring it back?
I feel like when we immediately lose our loved one, that level of grief is like,
it's very high.
It's very high on that day, on that year, on that, you know, that first, this, the first, that, and when we really, really, really need that sign, we get them. And as time goes on, we do a beautiful thing. We have the ability to allow grief to stay with us without pain. Grief is a very important emotion. And sometimes, I'm sure, you know, like me, sometimes, you know, 10 years go by and I wake up and it's like yesterday.
Yep.
And maybe on that particular day that I wake up and it feels like it was one day, not 10 years. That's the day I get those blinking lights. Or that's the day I'll get two feathers in a row. Or something crazy will pop up on my phone that hasn't popped up in 10 years. You know, but I think that as we have those signs go and fade as they do, it's not necessarily a bad thing to acknowledge that means that your grief is not so painful that our loved ones have to do so much to connect with us like that in a way.
Right.
To bring the signs back again would be just what I told that beautiful lady on the phone for her husband. You got to tell them. And then we forget to do that because we're like, where's the signs? Where's the signs? Instead of going, okay, I need this as a sign today. Today's the 6th of March. I want to see the number 61666. I need, you know, that's what it is today, you know, and kind of go from there. I remember once I asked for, I said, I want 1111, but I don't want it on a clock. That was a tricky one, right? And I get up in the morning to leave for work and I get in the car and my speedometer was like 74-1111.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, you didn't even let me start my day. And there's my sign, but I asked for it.
Oh my God. Time to buy a new car. 74,000. <That's
kidding. laughs> No,
that's, you know, a lot.
You're right. You're right. It couldn't have been that. It had to be like 71111. Right. Too many miles, 710,000 miles on it. Yeah, to the moon and back.
I think that's an important point because a lot of people will say, oh, give me a sign. Well, can you be more specific? That's probably what Spirit is saying. It's like, oh, okay, you know. I think that's
it's not point. Always. I mean, you could ask for a dime and wind up with two quarters.
Well, at least you're in the ballpark, you know, you can. That's a good idea. I'm gonna, you know, when I have bad days, I'll ask for a sign and something that is more specific than just give me a sign, you know.
And will it just, it lets them know too that, you know, I'm thinking about you today. And so when you tell them or you say to them, or even if you don't say anything, they know you're thinking about them. Right. It's almost as if you've called them. The moment they crossed your mind, you called their FaceTime.
Interesting.
Boom, you were there. They were watching you. What do you mean you were talking about me? I was there. I was listening. You were talking about me.
So what are they doing when you're not calling them? What do they do there on the other side?
No clue.
No clue, huh?
It's got to be good.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I've been told that, you know, some mediums or some books said there's, you know, they go to school, they go to work, they do all kinds of stuff that we do here on Earth, you know. It all depends.
I think it's infinite. Yeah. I think, and you can be anywhere you want. There's no time. So it's like an infinite amount of layered universal infinite classes. Pretty neat. Pretty.
It is kind of
neat. I don't know.
What flabbergasted me is, did you see recently that the new telescope discovered 150 billion new different universes? But if you look at the sky, it's hidden behind a grain of sand. And in that space, there's like 150 billion different universes, with each, you know, all containing billions of galaxies, all containing billions of like planets,
suns, and Earth.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, I mean, they just, I think, very recently discovered that, you know, outer space is a lot bigger than we thought it was, just eons bigger, much, much bigger than what we even thought. So
it makes going to the moon seem. Makes going to the moon seem so much closer.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm thinking there's got to be other life out there for sure. I mean, what are the odds of not having other life forms out there? But that's kind of a different topic. I would just kind of.
Well, somebody asked me once about that, and I said this. I said, well, if I ever meet an alien, and the alien has somebody who they've lost that they loved, and if that alien who had a loved one die goes to the same place that the rest of us go to, I can talk to him. Outside of a body. That was my whole... I was like, maybe I'll meet an alien someday.
Okay, you haven't yet, right?
No, because I haven't met an alien to read their people. There has to be purpose.
Oh, that's right. There has to be purpose. Okay.
Yep. So I would have to meet an alien who wanted to talk to their relative. Yeah. I guess.
What intrigues me is that, you know, humans have evolved. You know, we evolved over many millennia.
Many.
Yes. I mean, we started out as plankton in the ocean and, you know, that whole evolution process. So, I mean.
Wait a minute. Really? No, well, I'm just kidding.
That's the scientific explanation is that, you know, that
evolution. The whole Darwinism thing. All right.
Yeah. I mean, there's people that, you know, scientists go with the Darwinism thing, and, you know, religious people have other beliefs.
Fundamentals.
Yeah, fundamentals have other beliefs. So, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say what's right, but I'm more into science, to tell you the truth. I think, you know, if there's proof about something, then that's what you should go with. So having said that, humans have only been humans for a finite amount of years or millennia. So what was the process of spirituality before that? Were we spirits before that? Maybe from another planet or... I can't wrap my mind around.
I'll go really simple.
Okay.
Somebody said to me, can you talk to animals? And I kind of laughed. I was like, well, I'm talking to you. You're an animal, you know, kind of made it like a joke. And then somebody said, well, you know, can you talk to dogs? Can you talk to my cat? Can you talk to my giraffe? Can you talk to the animals in the jungle? Can you? And I was like, okay, I'm hearing you. I'm listening. So imagine, Roman, you had a flea circus. Did I ever talk to you about the flea circus?
You mean a bunch of little fleas in a circus?
Like little fleas. Did you ever see like videos of little flea circuses where they have like tiny fish tank bowls and they put the little fleas in there and they have them, they operate the merry-go-round. And have you ever seen this? Like the little flea fairs and they have little swings that they operate. Now, if I was the person who trained 7 fleas to run my little circus and one of my fleas died, I'm going to be sad and want to talk to that flea. I've killed thousands of fleas off of my mutts over the years that I've fostered. So I think to myself, what was it that we talked to before then? What would it we have been before we were this? Probably an organism that had some sort of a soul that cares about life and maybe knew how to run a mini Ferris wheel. I don't know. But yes, no matter what it is, if it had life, it has an afterlife. In what form? I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, yes.
It's one of those things that make you go, you know, and just. There are just so many questions. And, you know, I think when we cross over, a lot of these questions get answered. We don't become omnipotent, but we are definitely more informed than what we are over here, I believe.
I think you know the why to everything you need to know the why to. So you don't have any questions. Because then there'd be confusion, and there's no confusion.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I keep telling my, you know, I've said it many times in the show, I think that, you know, the mystery of what's on the other side of the veil when we transition over remains a mystery, rightly so, so that things don't go our, you know, if we knew plain as day, like just like we know 1 + 1 = 2, that they're, you know, that you will survive and this and that, and we won't have any fear of death. And if you're having a bad day, you'll off yourself knowing that it's like a reset button.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be great over there, but they don't let me know completely. Like there is definitely something to being here to continue the experience there. There's like, and then people will say, well, what about babies and things like that? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, wait, let's rethink this. it's just one of those things you can't, but you also can't measure what somebody's experience is incarnate, no matter how long. I mean, I've said to people, I was like, you know, you could be somebody who lives, you know, half your life, not long enough, and you could have less experiences than, unfortunately, somebody who crosses at 10 years old who may have had a lot of experiences depending on where they lived or how you measure the experiences or interactions themselves. So I don't know.
I know. It's crazy.
We need to ask Claude someday. Claude Swanson, he studied so much of this for so long. His books are incredible manuals to all of this. I hope to read him someday.
Yeah. I mean, can you just at will just, you know, say, hey, Claude, I want to talk to you.
Well, I probably could on my own, but then there wouldn't be any validation to it. So I would have to do it for somebody. Right. Like somebody who wanted to, like if it was, you know, well, there were so many people who knew him through the foundation. But yeah, someday I think. That would be fun to. That would be something physical mediumship would be cool for.
Yeah.
Be like, Claude, just come on through. Right, give me all the answers. Write them down through me.
that would be very interesting.
Wouldn't it be great? That's the kind of people you want to channel through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I'll say also, you know, endless. But that would be.
Do you ever get spirits of, you know, of a lower form that have malintent come through?
Only if it was their true personality when they were here. I don't get any hauntings, any bad stuff. I recognize it. I acknowledge it, so I can reject it before it even gets a chance to be present.
Oh, okay.
It's discernment. Okay. So discernment of spirit to me is, it's almost like my unconscious disconnects immediately from anything that isn't on a positive conscious level from a place that I can handle. And I'm not into like the woo-woo juju kind of stuff. I barely, you know.
Okay.
That, you know, I don't use any guides or anything like that. So,
okay.
I would recognize it quick.
Well, you know what? This hour has just flown by. It's
you asked me like so many questions. My brain is exploding.
I know. I'm sorry about that, but you know,
don't be. It's just there's so many different answers.
And there's so many
the questions that you did ask, and
absolutely.
And breakaway stuff, and
yeah, you know, I gave you a little bit of a mental exercise this
Yeah, well, listen, it was definitely more difficult than speaking to the loved ones, I think.
Well, I thought it was extremely informative and some really good points that you brought across. And, you know, our caller, I'm sure, is very happy.
Are we done that fast?
We are. We are done. We are. God. This is, you know, the end of the show, pretty much. But, you know, it's, you know, we got to talk more often. Last time I think we spoke, you were on the show, it was in August of last year. So that's, yeah, it's almost.
So a year to a year. There must be a trend with me picking August as a date then. So we had a, anytime, Roman, anytime. Yeah, this is, I love that you do this. It's good for me. It's good for you, the foundation, the people listening. It's just spreading joy everywhere.
Absolutely. One of the best ways to, you know, to help me is by helping others. That's why I've been volunteering this for past couple of years. And you know, hey, as long as the audience still likes me, I'll keep doing it.
Roman.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's very informative. So I absolutely love doing it.
Yes.
I've missed a few shows because, you know, if I'm sick or something like that, then I can't do it, whatever. But you know, we're only human.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Life goes on. We're only human.
Well, for now. Okay, Rebecca Ann, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And, you know, I will talk to you guys again next month. I don't even know who the medium's going to be next month. They usually tell me a week before. But it's a pleasure. And we'll see you next month. Thank you, Rebecca Ann.
Take care.
So
much. Night.
All right. Good night, everybody.